Here is the 7-step plan to get your diet under control and to use food as brain medicine. 1. Increase water intake. Given that your brain is about 80% water, the first rule of brain nutrition is to hydrate your brain with adequate water. Even slight dehydration can raise stress hormones, which can damage your brain over time. Drink at least 84 ounces of water a day. It is best to have your liquids unpolluted with artificial sweeteners, sugar, caffeine, or alcohol. Actually, caffeine is a diuretic and causes dehydration, which works against your brain's need for water. But you do not necessarily need to have all the water plain. As you see in health spas, you can add pieces of fruit, such as lemons, limes, or oranges to water to get a hint of flavor. You can also use herbal, non-caffeinated tea bags, such as raspberry or strawberry flavored, and make unsweetened iced tea. Green tea is also good for brain function, as it contains chemicals that enhance mental relaxation and alertness. 2. Calorie restriction. Substantial research in animals and now in humans indicates that a calorie-restricted diet is helpful for brain and life longevity. Eating less helps you live longer. It controls weight. It decreases risk for heart disease, cancer, and stroke from obesity, a major risk factor for all of these illnesses. And it triggers certain mechanisms in the body to increase the production of nerve growth factors, which are helpful to the brain. Researchers use the acronym CRON for calorie restriction with optimal nutrition. So the other part of the story is to make these calories count. Personally, I hate this principle. I love to eat. Even though I hate the idea of eat less, live longer, it is what research tells us to do, and it makes good sense. So grudgingly, I strive to eat fewer than 1,800 calories a day, and I recommend you do the same. You are what you eat. Literally. All the cells in your body, including your brain cells, make themselves new every 5 months. Some, like your skin cells, make themselves new every month. Proper nutrition is critical to maintaining a healthy brain and body. Food is as powerful as any medicine that science can design. Intuitively, we know food has a powerful impact on how we feel. Eat right, and you feel better. Eat wrong, have 3 donuts to start your day, and you could end up feeling lethargic and stupid. Recently, while on vacation in Alaska, I saw a bumper sticker that read, "Fish control my brain." I smiled when I realized that the saying had an element of truth to it, beyond the obsession with fishing. Fish as brain food. In fact, DHA, one form of omega-3 fatty acids found in fish, makes up a large portion of the gray matter of the brain. Since fish have a high content of omega-3 fatty acids, they can aid good brain health. In a well-designed study from Holland, researchers found that diets high in saturated fat and cholesterol increased dementia and stroke risk, while fish consumption decreased the chances of getting those illnesses. One concern about fish is the level of toxins, such as mercury, found in some species. Once or twice a week is a good policy. High-quality, purified fish oil is another option. Given the recent data on the healthful effects of eating fish and omega-3 fatty acids, it is reasonable to increase the amount of fish in your diet or take a daily fish oil omega-3 fatty acid supplement. The 100 billion nerve cells in the cerebral cortex require essential fatty acids to function. Myelin, the white fatty covering on the axons of the nerve cells that speed the conduction of electrical impulses, is extremely important for the well-being of the nervous system. A number of studies have shown that dietary intake of antioxidants from fruits and vegetables significantly reduces the risk of developing cognitive impairment. The research was done because it was theorized that free radical formation plays a major role in the deterioration of the brain with age. When a cell converts oxygen into energy, tiny molecules called free radicals are made. When produced in normal amounts, free radicals work to rid the body of harmful toxins, thereby keeping it healthy. When produced in toxic amounts, free radicals damage the body's cellular machinery, resulting in cell death and tissue damage. This process is called oxidative stress. Vitamins E and C and beta carotene inhibit the production of free radicals. Good sources of vitamin C are tomatoes, fruits, especially citrus and kiwi, melon, raw cabbage, green leafy vegetables, peppers, sprouts, broccoli, and cabbage. Important sources of vitamin E are grains, nuts, milk, egg yolk, wheat germ, vegetable oils, and green leafy vegetables. Blueberries, also called brain berries, are an especially good source of antioxidants. Rats that were fed blueberries better learned new motor skills as they aged compared to their study counterparts. Rats fed a blueberry-enriched diet that were then given a stroke, in the name of science, lost only 17% of the neurons in their hippocampus, compared to 42% neuron loss in rats not eating blueberries. The best antioxidant fruits and vegetables, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, are blueberries, blackberries, cranberries, strawberries, spinach, raspberries, Brussels sprouts, plums, broccoli, beets, avocados, oranges, red grapes, red bell peppers, cherries, kiwis. Eat from the rainbow of fruits and vegetables to ensure that you're getting a wide variety of antioxidants to nourish and protect your brain. Having protein at each meal helps to balance blood sugar levels. And adding lean meat, eggs, cheese, soy, or nuts to a snack or meal limits the fast absorption of carbohydrates and prevents the brain fog that goes with eating simple carbohydrates such as donuts. Critics of the higher protein diets say that the brain exclusively uses carbohydrates for energy, which is true, but they forget that protein is an essential component of nerve cells, axons, and dendrites, the machinery of the brain. Low protein diets leave the brain without critical resources. Pick your top 24 healthy foods and put them in your diet every week. To stick with a brain-healthy, calorie-restricted nutritional plan, you must have great choices. I am fond of the book Superfoods RX by Stephen Pratt and Kathy Matthews, which lists 14 top food groups that are healthy and reasonable in calories. I've added several more choices that are especially good for the brain. Choose from among these 24 foods each week. They are healthy, low in calories, powerful in antioxidants, lean in protein, and rich in high fiber, carbohydrates, and good fat. For lean protein, eat 1. Fish. Salmon, especially Alaskan salmon caught in the wild. Farmed fish are not as rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Tuna, mackerel, herring. 2. Poultry. Chicken, skinless, and turkey, also skinless. 3. Meat. Lean beef and lean pork. 4. Eggs, especially eggs enriched with DHA. 5. Tofu and soy products. Whenever possible, choose organically raised. 6. Dairy products. Low-fat cheeses and cottage cheese. Low-fat sugar-free yogurt and low-fat or skim milk. 7. Beans, especially garbanzo beans and lentils. 8. Nuts and seeds, especially walnuts. Get your complex carbohydrates from 9. Berries, especially blueberries. Remember, we call these brain berries. Raspberries, strawberries, and blackberries. 10. Oranges, lemons, limes, grapefruit. 11. Cherries. 12. Peaches and plums. 13. Broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. 14. Oats, whole wheat, wheat germ. Oatmeal should be the long cooking kind, as instant has a higher glycemic index. The manufacturer breaks down the fiber to speed the cooking time and basically makes it a refined carbohydrate. The same goes for bread. look for at least 3 grams of fiber in your bread. Remember that unbleached wheat flour is white flour. The label must say whole wheat. 15. Red or yellow peppers. Much higher in vitamin C than green peppers. 16. Pumpkin squash. 17. Spinach. Works wonderfully as a salad or a cooked vegetable. It adds fiber and nutrients. 18. Tomatoes. 19. Yams. For the fats your brain and body require, 20. Avocados. 21. Extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil. 22. Olives. The best liquids are 23. Water. 24. Green or black tea. 7. Plan snacks. I love to snack. I just like to munch on things to get through the day. Since I travel frequently, I've learned to take my snacks with me, so I'm not tempted to pick up candy bars along the way. One of my favorite low-calorie snacks is dried fruits and vegetables. I don't mean the kind of dried fruits and vegetables stocked in typical supermarkets, which are filled with preservatives. I mean the kind that just have dried fruit and veggies. When you have dried fruit or veggies, all carbohydrates, add some low-fat string cheese or a few nuts to balance it out with protein and a little fat. Given the fast pace of most of our lives, many people, including me, eat in fast food restaurants. Here are 13 practical ways to exercise your brain. 1. Dedicate yourself to new learning. Put 15 minutes in your day into learning something new. 2. Attend a new class on a subject totally unrelated to your day-to-day life. Examples include square dancing, great exercise, chess, tai chi, yoga, or sculpture. Working with modeling clay or Play-Doh can be good for both children and adults to help develop agility and hand-brain coordination. 3. Cross-train at work. Learn someone else's job. 4. Improve your skills at things you already do. Push yourself to do different gardening techniques, more complex sewing patterns, play bridge against more talented players, read varied subjects, learn a new painting technique, and work harder at crossword puzzles. 5. Limit television for kids and adults. A study published in the journal Pediatrics reports that for every hour a day, on average, children watch TV, there is a 10% increased chance they will be diagnosed with ADD. Another study found that adults who watch 2 or more hours of TV a day had a significantly higher risk of Alzheimer's disease. 6. Limit video games. As a father of 3 children, and as a child psychiatrist, I have thought a lot about video games over the past 15 years. Video games have been found to work in the basal ganglia, one of the pleasure centers in the brain. In fact, this is the same part of the brain that lights up when researchers inject a person with cocaine. My experience with patients, and one of my own children, is that they tend to get hooked on the games and play so much that it can deteriorate their schoolwork, their work, and their social time, a bit like a drug. Some children and adults actually do get hooked on them. 7. Join a reading group that keeps you accountable to new learning. Almost any mental activity you enjoy can be used to protect your brain. In essence, as long as you learn something new and work to recall it later for discussions, you are protecting your short-term memory. Each time you try to learn something you read for recall later, the neurons in the hippocampus further strengthen their synapses so you can encode and store new information with increasing efficiency. Each time you try and recall what you just learned, after a delay of at least 2 minutes, neurons in the frontal lobe further strengthen their synapses so you can retrieve stored information with increasing efficiency. 8. Practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. When you are learning to play the piano, if you repeat imperfect fingering, you will become very good at playing imperfectly. If you are training yourself to be a perfect pianist, it is essential that you practice perfectly and not learn bad habits or sloppy fingering of the keys. 9. Break the routine of your life to stimulate new parts of your brain. to activate the other side of your brain and gain access to both hemispheres. Do the opposite of what feels natural. Write with your other hand. Hit baseballs left-handed, if you are right-handed. Play table tennis left-handed. Shoot a rifle, sighting with your other eye. Use the mouse with your other hand. Make your brain feel uncomfortable. In essence, break the patterned routine in your life to challenge your brain to make new connections. 10. Compare how similar things work. Evaluating similar items, how different pitchers throw a curveball, the many ways painters can paint ocean scenes, the varying spices in meals, gives your brain a sensory workout. Looking at similarities and differences helps the brain's ability to think abstractly and challenges our frontal lobes. Learning to see, hear, feel, or taste subtle changes will enhance your sensory ability and stimulate brain growth. 11. Visit new and different places. Using maps stimulates the brain in new and different ways and also exercises our parietal lobes, which are responsible for visual spatial guidance. 12. Cultivate smart friends. People are contagious. You become like the people with whom you spend time. In playing any game, if you want to be better, you have to play with people who are better than you. Spend time with people who challenge you. The lights in the brain dim with age, unless we actively work to keep it healthy. The Amen Clinic's database of more than 30,000 scans of people from 3 to 100 years old make it clear that the normal brain has fewer and fewer resources with age. There is less blood flow to bring oxygen and glucose to neurons and take away waste products. And there are fewer antioxidants to protect it against free radical formation and to lower hormone levels to keep it young. This is the fate of the typical brain. But your brain does not have to succumb to age at the same rate as others. There are simple things you can do today to prevent disease and keep your brain healthy for as long as possible. In order to stay healthy, the brain has to maintain its 100 billion neurons if they are to consistently function well. If the number of neurons in any cortical circuit decreases by more than one-third, as is the case in Alzheimer's disease, the circuit can no longer compensate for the loss and symptoms appear. Many people still believe that we are born with all the nerve cells we will ever have and that human brains simply cannot replace dead neurons. Scientists once considered brain damage irreversible and neurological disease in the elderly unstoppable. In stunning new research, however, investigators demonstrated that adult human brains generate new cells after all. Since then, scientists have been furiously studying the implications, and research in this area has accelerated. Neurogenesis means birth, but this birth cycle is begun by death. Let's say you go to a New Year's Eve party and have a little too much champagne. You come home and sleep it off. By the time you awaken, several hundred thousand neurons have died from alcohol toxicity. Somehow, the number of neurons in your brain has to be brought back up to normal to reach a steady state. Neurogenesis is the process that develops and maintains the functional capacity of the circuits by replacing neurons that are killed or damaged. Not only do the number of cells have to be regulated, but so do the 1 trillion synapses that connect them. Maintaining synaptic health is essential for brain function. The next step to optimizing cerebellar function and cognitive speed and agility is engaging in regular exercises that activate this coordination center. The average person who wishes to make use of this principle needs to put coordination exercises into his or her weekly routine. Any exercise that enhances fine or gross motor coordination can be helpful, such as playing a musical instrument, learning or practicing a sport that requires skill, with little risk of a brain injury, such as golf, tennis, or table tennis, doing martial arts or yoga, and dancing. There are also structured programs geared toward enhancing cerebellar activity. Brain Gym is a technique known worldwide to enhance learning and coordination. It was first developed by Dr. Paul Dennison in the early 1970s and involves a series of exercises designed to boost overall brain function. It has been reported to help both children and adults with ADD and learning disabilities, and also helps to alleviate stress. Many of my patients have reported benefits from brain gym exercises. You can learn more about this technique at www.braingym.com. Here are several examples of the exercises. Try a few to see if they work for you. Lazy eights. Extend one arm in front of your face. With one thumb pointing upward, slowly and smoothly trace a large figure eight on its side in the air. Keep your neck relaxed and your head upright, moving only slightly as you focus on the thumb and follow it around. This reportedly helps with reading, speed reading, writing, and hand-eye coordination. Thinking caps. With your thumb and index finger, gently pull and unroll the outer part of your ear, starting from the top and slowly moving to the lobe. Pull the lobe gently. Repeat the whole exercise 3 times. This reportedly helps with spelling, self-awareness, short-term memory, listening ability, and abstract thinking skills. Cross crawl. While standing, alternately touch your left knee with your right hand. Then your right knee with your left hand. Continue for 10 to 15 repetitions. This reportedly helps with reading, writing, listening, memory, and coordination. It activates both sides of the brain simultaneously. Work to enhance your cerebellum through coordination exercises. Not only will it help you think more clearly and faster, it will help improve your judgment, attention, and overall brain health. A powerful yet simple exercise that I have designed is called the One Page Miracle, so named because it has quickly focused and changed many people's lives. It will help guide nearly all of your thoughts, words, and actions for brain health. Take a sheet of paper and clearly write down your major goals. Use the following 3 main headings: relationships, work and finances, and self. Under relationships, write the subheadings of spouse/lover, children, family, and friends. Under work and finances, write down your current and future work and financial goals. Under self, write down your goals for your physical health, emotional health, spirituality, and interests. Your self goals are the part of you that is outside your relationships and your work. Often, it is the part of you that no one sees but you. Next to each subheading, succinctly write down what's important to you in that area. Write what you want, not what you don't want. Be positive and use the first person. Write what you want with confidence and the expectation that you will make it happen, and include what you are currently doing to make it happen. Keep the paper with you so that you can work on it over several days. After you finish the initial draft, you'll want to frequently update it. Place this piece of paper where you can see it every day, such as on your refrigerator, by your bedside, or on the bathroom mirror. In that way, every day you will focus your eyes on what's important to you. This makes it easier to match your behavior to what you want. Your life will become more conscious, and you will spend your energy on goals that are important to you. Your brain receives and creates reality. Give it some direction to help make your life what you want it to be. Babies come into the world wired for music. In the mother's womb, they respond to songs in the environment. At about 4 months old, they begin to fuss when they hear music they do not like and coo along with melodies that please them. Music is in our genes. Certain types of music can enhance brain function, memory, and emotion, while other forms of music can cause us problems. Music is powerful. As we have seen, the human brain is divided into 2 hemispheres. Typically, the right hemisphere has been identified as the seat of music. But there is not just one area in the brain responsible for music. In making and listening to music, we use both sides. Music is an interplay of many functions. It is exactly for this reason that music is healing and has the ability to enhance brain function. Music integrates the whole brain. The right temporal lobe is important for hearing pitch, melody, harmony, and rhythm. The left side of the brain is usually better at hearing changes in frequency and intensity, both in music and in words. The limbic brain processes the emotional aspects of music, as well as triggering memories. Music triggers emotions, and emotions trigger memories. Hearing our song at a wedding anniversary can bring tears of joy and emotional connection. But hearing our song 3 years after a divorce can trigger tears of intense sadness and loss. Music has great power to move our emotions. It used to be easy to tell if I was in a good mood in the morning. I would start singing when I rolled out of bed. When I was sad, anxious, or irritated, little sound would come out. Once I recognized the pattern, I started to sing no matter how I felt. Singing has healing qualities, even if you are like me and not very good at it. It expands the lungs and increases the flow of oxygen to the body and brain. It wakes us up and stimulates the rhythms of life. Singing and music, not always the same thing, have been connected to intelligence, creativity, emotion, and memory. When you put certain information to a tune, such as the ABCs, a Mozart piece, you are more likely to remember it. Singing stimulates temporal lobe function, an area of the brain heavily involved in memory. Sing whenever and wherever you can.